It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Happy Friday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the three-hour Hubble Happy Hour. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Milwaukee to Miami, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air. Now we come to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. O'Reilly, better parts, better prices every day.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
How's everybody doing? Happy Friday to you. Glad you're with us. Good show coming up for you. Former Pro Bowl linebacker Takeo Spikes is going to drop on by the program. We'll talk NFL with him coming up next hour here on the show. Cubs fans have become apathetic in the wake of a championship. Come on. LeBron destinations becoming more creative by the day for next summer. A tremendous dummership story about the lengths you would go to collect somebody's Social Security even if they were dead. And it's a Target demo Friday. Does that not sound like an amazing da? Does that not sound like you are ready to roll with us over the next 3 hours? I mean, come on.
Aw, the da. I love the da.
Of course, you can always watch us on the digital broadcast by going to watchda.com. Again, that is watchda.com. And on a Friday, man, kind of like Muhammad Bamba's brother sitting by a pool, ratting him out to the NCAA. Feeling a little drippy.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
Just feeling a little drippy this morning.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
Okay, so in the wake of a championship, in the wake of the NBA Finals, where Kevin Durant was fantastic, very deserving of the NBA Finals MVP, Durant's been feeling good. Durant's been feeling good, and I think also enjoying sticking it to the haters. He got into the Twitter battle. I think it was Twitter. Maybe it was Instagram. But on one of the social media channels that he has, he was battling back and forth with fans that said he kind of jumped on top of a championship team, didn't earn it, went back and forth with people that were still trying to slam him. And overall, kind of unbecoming for a superstar to get involved in Twitter with trolls. All right. He also wearing a cupcake hat around town in Oakland, I suppose, to once again stick it to the haters, maybe to stick it to Russell Westbrook. All right. And then yesterday, or earlier this week, in a weird way, in a weird twist again, as two of his former teammates get paid on big free agent contracts, he took to social media, this in the comments section of YouTube, I suppose, which, boy, you really don't have much going on, I guess, this summer if you are just engaged in the YouTube comment section. I mean, there is Twitter, which can be a sewer, and then there's the YouTube comments, which is kind of like hell on earth. I mean, you know, you'll see comments under YouTube videos of puppies and rainbows that have like ethnic slurs in it, links to porn sites. I mean, it really is the dodgiest area of the internet. YouTube comments. It might as well be the dark web. So now Durant's taking to YouTube comment sections to kind of jokingly, I guess, take credit for Dion Waiters' free agent contract and Andre Robertson's, his free agent contract, which now just, let's be honest, begs the question. With a championship, has Kevin Durant become unlikable? It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
It's been a crazy year for me, and without
all these people behind me are my great teammates, and everybody's family been a part of this. You know, going through this year was so much fun. Just knowing you coming into work every day, like Draymond said, and it's more like fun.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
So that was KD having fun at the parade, and hey, he deserves it. He's been in the league a long time as one of the best players in the NBA. Had not won a championship, had fallen short a number of times. Finally gets there, stands on top of the mountain. Hey, that is your moment to have a good time, and I think in the wake of that, he's continually having a good time. But here's what he wrote on the YouTube comment section. Again, this is... I mean, when you are trolling in those waters, that's not exactly the best place to be, okay?
I saw, like, different emotions from people on YouTube and stuff.
KD tweets or writes, should I take full credit for Fly Dre getting paid? Probably not, but I will anyway. You're welcome, Dre. To Dion, my firstborn, and then put smiley laughing emojis, I'll always take credit for your success. We both know that. And then he writes, I love my brothers. They deserve it all. They work tirelessly and they stress over basketball. That's real love and dedication to something. Once you have that, you get paid for it. And then he put up the 100 emoji. So on the one hand, I guess maybe he's just joking about it. On the other hand, it kind of comes off pretty arrogant that here's a couple of guys and they finally get paid and you say, I'm taking all the credit for that. Like, because you guys were attached to my greatness. Now you finally get your payments. Or maybe he's saying, I pushed you guys to become better and now you have. I don't know. I just think that there is a grand tour for KD right now of sticking it in people's faces and telling everybody I told you so. There is definitely a puffing out of the chest. And this is a little odd because it makes me wonder, was this always how Kevin Durant felt? And he just could never say anything because maybe he's mild-mannered or maybe he felt like he couldn't glow because he didn't have a championship? Or did he kind of turn into this? Because let's be perfectly honest. Last year, after winning their first title, the Warriors became jerks. I mean, they turned up the villain scale pretty high. They were shimmying, they were shaking, they were barking, they were trash-talking. You had Draymond kicking everybody in the family jewels. You had those guys mocking LeBron in the NBA Finals. They really, and I've talked about this, I think that they took on a lot of the frustration of not getting credit from the older generation for winning 73 games. You know, last year, now 2 years ago, every time they would win another big game or go on a win streak or hit some type of historic mark, everybody from 20 years ago would say they're not a real basketball team. They would get killed in the basketball of the 80s or 90s. They're just a bunch of, you know, three-point shooters. They're a finesse team. And I think that just bothered them that they weren't getting credit from their peers, that they kind of took on this villain role and then tried to embrace it. I mean, they even wore T-shirts about it and welcome, here's the bad guy and all that stuff. So they really embraced that. And I wonder, did Kevin Durant just kind of fall into that? Like, do you go to Golden State and suddenly become really arrogant and really, I guess, thinking that the world hates you and thinking that you're the villains, and so you just try to kind of embrace that and become that? I don't know. This is weird because for every year he was in Oklahoma City, am I wrong? For every year in OKC, he seemed so mild-mannered and so humble. I mean, he was a guy that just was community outreach. I don't need the big money. I don't need the bright lights. I want to do it here with my brothers. And then 1 year in Golden State, and suddenly it just feels like we've got a totally different Kevin Durant, no? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. And on Twitter, DA on CBS. Again, I'm also questioning his desire to be existing or spending time in the YouTube comment section.
I saw, like, different emotions from people on YouTube and stuff.
I mean, you know, I have the YouTube series Nomad where I document my travels to go eat and drink and watch sports. And these are largely very benign, happy-go-lucky videos. You know, I edit it together with a couple of fun songs in the background. It's mainly a pretty joyful place. And even the comments under my very happy Nomad videos are like disgustingly angry and aggressive and critical. I mean, I'm like, you know, I'm eating a hot dog at Coney Island. Do you really need to be dropping F-bombs? I'm just having a rack of ribs in Tuscaloosa. I mean, why are you so angry?
Have you ever commented on a YouTube page?
Only my own to respond to some of these whack jobs.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So you have your own page and you will respond to the whack jobs, but you've never, you know, sat down on your phone or on your computer and gone, I'm going to surf YouTube videos and comment today.
Oh, dear. No. No,
that's a real recheck your life moment, isn't it?
That is the moment where you have to ask yourself, is this the life I want to lead? Is this the symbol of my life? Is this the act of somebody that has anything better to do? Yeah, it's a dangerous place. It is a subsect of sewer vandals down there. It is just bad. It's bad luck. And YouTube's an amazing kind of platform where I watch a ton of stuff on YouTube. I mean, every time that I want to see something that happened anytime that I don't have on demand, it's like, go to YouTube. You can find anything. So I love it. But the moment you get done with that video, you got to click away. You got to click away real quick.
Yeah, I think YouTube kind of represents any town in America where you go to YouTube, wow, this is great. Look at the shops. You got a great ice cream shop, a good pharmacy here. And then you go to cross like the railroad tracks. Let's say, it's like, oh, you know what? You don't want to go to that part of town. And that's the comment section on YouTube.
Yeah, it's the meth house.
A lot of bad teeth down there.
Yeah, the YouTube comment section is the meth house of the internet. You're like, whoa, where am I? Why is everybody so ugly down here? What is going on in this? Whoa, I need out of this. Click away. Watch another video with kittens. When we come back here on the show, you know, Cubs fans waited 108 damn years to get a title. And now suddenly, it's like they don't care anymore. That story's next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's the show about the show. Here's the best of this week's Permission Granted podcast.
Wasn't there a DA thought that there was a strange man at his birthday?
You were at the birthday. Do you have any guesses on who could be a strange man at his birthday?
So you know who it is?
I found out because we discussed it last week of the podcast. You did. So who would be the weirdo at the birthday?
I honestly don't know.
Okay, Jay, that answer would be you. We discussed you, so we're going to ambush you here a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Download the PGP today on iTunes and play.it or listen at daoncbs.com and the show's Facebook page, Zap Zap.
PGP is fresh and hot and desirable. Go to iTunes and check it out. It's also available on the normal DA show feed on iTunes. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. On Twitter, DA on CBS. Antonio's in Georgia listening on 99.5 to CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning on the DA show?
Doing well, my man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Me and my dog out paying some bills right now, but I get a chance to listen to you guys on the radio every morning on my way in. I never get a chance to call because by the time I get there, I'm getting out of the car to go to work.
I feel you, man. Well, I appreciate you making the time today.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, I just want to comment about KD. People may be saying it's a different KD or he's not as humble as he was in OKC. But what everybody is seeing right now is just years of frustration and then, you know, trying to keep up with all the hype in the media about, you know, he's leaving OKC and why are you leaving now and, you know, talking about his legacy and everything, but he took a page out of LeBron's book. He was ring chasing. And I don't see anything wrong with that because right now there's no loyalty in the NBA. You know, it used to stand for no boys allowed. Now it's just the NBA right now. So, I mean, if LeBron can do it, why can't he do it? Well, Chris Paul.
Yeah, I think that there is. We have to remember there is a very significant difference in Kevin Durant despite and versus how LeBron left. And I see your point. However, remember, Kevin Durant joined a team that had already won a championship and had just gone to game 7 of the NBA Finals again and had won a record number of games. They went 73 wins. That had not ever been done before. So it is different in this way. LeBron joined a team that wasn't coming off 73 wins. He wasn't joining a team or just kind of like hooking onto a squad that had already won championships. Yes, it felt like by bringing those three guys together, it was inevitable that they would win, but they actually, LeBron was the epicenter of it. In other words, had LeBron not gone to Miami and it was just Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, what are the Miami Heat? A 5 seed, a 4 seed, even a 3 seed on their best day, but they're not winning a championship with just Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, right? Okay. So LeBron joins forces with those guys, and it feels inevitable that they'll win a title, but without LeBron, there's no way they could have. Kevin Durant joins a team that had already won without him. And don't give me this garbage that Bob Myers, the Warriors GM, gave Jim Rome here on CBS Sports Radio, where he said, well, Kevin Durant proved that we needed him to win a title. That is a flat-out lie. That is a complete and utter fabrication. The Warriors won a championship without Kevin Durant. The Warriors won 73 games and had a 3-1 series lead without Kevin Durant the next year. Draymond Green still holds, had he not been suspended for Game 5, the Warriors would have won a title. In fact, most historians around the NBA, including the Warriors themselves, would say, had we won the NBA Finals, we would not have even wanted Kevin Durant. Now, I don't know if that's true, but maybe they don't reach out to him. So, the idea that they needed Kevin Durant to win a championship is malarkey. It's BS. It's a fabrication. It's fake news. That's just not true. They were this close to winning back-to-back titles without him, and then he just joined on. So this is why Kevin Durant's departure from OKC and addition to Oklahoma and addition to Golden State is different than LeBron and is different from all of the other big threes or super teams or whatever you want to label them. It's because in all of the other instances, there wasn't a team that had already won a championship that a superstar joined to then just get the championship when he was in his prime. Can't put Gary Payton in that and Karl Malone going to L.A. He can't put a guy at the end of his career trying to just latch on to get one, ride the coattails, because then you could say, well, David West did it. Superstar in his prime that is joining a team that already has won a championship without him and doesn't need him. That's why this was different from Kevin Durant. I recognize that Kevin Durant's a good guy. I don't think he's a bad guy at all. Now, I said that I think he's starting to come off a little arrogant here. He's starting to get a little unlikable. But largely, do I think Kevin Durant's a good dude? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But it does not eliminate the fact that Kevin Durant's jump to the Warriors is unlike any other superstar championship ever. Because the team had previously proven that they could do it without him. And he was still in his prime. Totally different. And LeBron going back to Cleveland? I mean, LeBron joined a lottery team. Again, if Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving were on the Cavs without LeBron, the Cavs were a 5 seed. But with LeBron, they can win a championship. Without Kevin Durant, the Warriors can win a championship. With Kevin Durant, they just become unstoppable. But it is different from everybody else that has ever done it. A superstar in his prime joining a team that had already won a title without him, didn't need him. You know, the equivalent is not LeBron going to the Heat. The equivalent of Kevin Durant would be Michael Jordan joining the Pistons in 1990. That the Pistons could win without him, and Michael Jordan's getting beat by them, and you go, okay, well, now I'm going to join. And so now we'll just make the Pistons unstoppable. That's the equivalent. It's the equivalent of Isaiah Thomas joining the Celtics in 1988. They can win without me. I can't beat them. You know what? I'm joining them. And they just beat me. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. I got to say, I'm disappointed in Cubs fans. I am. I consider Wrigley Field maybe the greatest sporting experience I can have in the U.S. I don't know about anymore because I haven't been to Wrigley after they won a championship, but I loved, and I've been to Wrigley a number of times. I have set trips just to go to Wrigley. Now, I'm not a Cubs fan. I just love walking into that building, feeling all the history, a day game with the ivy and the sun shining and a couple of ice-cold old styles and going to the Cubby Bear and going to get a Chicago hot dog. I love it all. I love it. Hell, when Larry Appleton and Balky Bartokomis come up out of the subway and are in front of the Wrigley Field sign for the start of the Perfect Strangers theme song, I get goosebumps. So I just figured when they finally won a World Series, man, that place would be even cooler, even better. The party would be on. And I got to say, the Cubs and Cubs fans are not acquitting themselves well this time. Really not. Number one, the Cubs themselves, most importantly. I mean, give me a break, guys. The Cubs are sub-500 nearing the All-Star break. The Cubs came into the season as the odds-on favorite to win the World Series again. Looked like a machine for a decade. They can't get to 500. What is going on? They had seven All-Stars last year. Seven All-Stars. This year they got one, and that guy wasn't even on the team that won the championship, Wade Davis. I mean, the Cubs, Rizzo, Bryant, Lester, Arrieta, all these guys that were All-Stars last year, not All-Stars this year because they're having bad seasons. Kyle Schwarber's a disaster. I mean, everybody. Last year, Ben Zobrist was one of their All-Stars as well. All these guys either gone or not having a good season. Addison Russell. So total, complete underperformance by the Cubs. Number two, though, and, of course, Joe Maddon just keeps saying, don't worry, we're going to be fine, Yeah, I don't know, man. It's now July the 7th. It doesn't feel fine to me. Number two, you'd think that Cubs fans would be in delirium. 108 years, all of those collapses, all of those disasters, all the moments that it felt like, well, we'll never win. Leon Durham, Bartman. I'm thinking about the superhero Bart Simpson instead of actually Steve Bartman. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. The Black Cat in 69. And yet, they have a chance to vote Chris Bryant into the final slot in the National League. They don't even do that. The fans could stuff the ballot box. Hey, we finally got a World Series title. Nah, whatever. Justin Turner. He can be the final All-Star. There's an apathy right now from the team, and I think from the fans. And look, I've had a hangover in Chicago. You got to pull yourself up by the bootstraps. You got to slap on another old style. And you just got to go out and get one of those hot dogs with the pickle spears on it. You've got to go and do that, like right now. Go over to Ditka Steakhouse, have a couple of pork chops. All I know is you got to take yourselves out of this hangover. Because there is clearly a World Series malaise going on right now. You guys got to get out of it. This is not a becoming way to celebrate a championship. I mean, I know the 108 years is a long time, but man, it's July 7th. How long is this hangover going to be? When we come back here on the show, sound check your best audio of the day, including an awkward moment when I was filling in yesterday on WFAN about a cat's ashes being spread over Gettysburg. 855-212-4CBS. I know that feels good.
Well, I feel good, and I'm doing well.
855-212-4227, and on Twitter, DA on CBS. We'll jump back into your phone calls as well. Sounded like the dessert coordinator just had a sneeze there. Too many cupcakes in this morning?
No, I haven't gone there yet.
We have some free cupcakes. You did teach us the cupcake ways of the Jedi.
I did, and if you guys aren't using that anytime you have a cupcake from here on out, then you're disgracing the meaning of the title dessert coordinator.
Yeah, I know. So are you going to have cupcakes for breakfast as the DC?
I think that might be the plan. I haven't had time to go out and get something. So
time,
it might be.
They're sitting right up there on the table in the newsroom.
I know, but I'm saying actually have a real breakfast, so I may have to go with cupcakes for breakfast.
Oh,
not the
I
worst
see.
Thing in the world, don't
no.
get me wrong.
It's, no.
But we'll see. I mean, they look like they've, you know,
they've solidified.
Yeah.
And they're looking a little
looks
old.
Like someone brought them here on a bike and went through a couple of
yeah,
potholes.
Yeah,
and,
rifled through them a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming up next is the sound check. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Open now for brunch.
Hi, how
Good
are
morning.
You? Good morning.
Yes. Oh, God.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, God. That's how we all feel. Hi. Oh, God. It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later on to the show when we'll answer that question. Summer's heat can cause your battery fluids to evaporate. Get your battery tested for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, the professional parts people will help you find the battery that you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Coming up next hour, Takeo Spikes is going to join us here on the show. Longtime linebacker around the NFL, former Pro Bowl linebacker, in fact. We'll do some NFL with him. Also coming up at the top of the hour, why is Joe Flacco still a whipping boy? I'm coming to the defense of January Joe in about 20 minutes from now. It's a fabulous Friday, which means it's a Target Demo Friday. So also tweet at me, DA on CBS, what you are doing as you listen to the show, where you be at as you listen to the show, what you're going to be doing this weekend. Speaking of the Cubs fans' hangover, kind of feel like this might be a bit of a hangover weekend from last weekend's 4th of July weekend. If you had a four-day weekend, kind of zooming right back into the weekend after just 3 days at work, if you had just taken Tuesday off for the 4th of July, you came back for a couple of days. I wonder if after traveling, doing a lot of stuff, maybe taking some time off of work, maybe this is a bit of the comeback down to earth weekend here around the U.S.
I think it is, and I've already kind of gotten a gauge from some people. I was maybe looking to do some stuff with the weekend. I'm getting a lot of, hey, think I'm going to just lay low this weekend.
I think this could be a lay low weekend.
But the problem with laying low this weekend is, unless you live in a warm weather environment like Florida or Arizona, you don't want to throw away a summer weekend.
Don't want to.
You gotta. Now, does that mean you have to go, you know, drink beers till 2 a.m.? No, but, you know, something tells me you should still find your bodies of water and enjoy your days, shouldn't you?
Even if you're in a warm weather climate, the kids are off of school. And so you got to take advantage of that, right? I mean, you don't want those little rug rats running around the house all day and just making you give migraines.
Playing video games, getting Burger King for lunch. Come on, get the kids out of the house. Get them in the pool.
So this could be a lay low weekend, though.
I'm not a fan of a lay low weekend.
You're not.
You power through. You lay low in the fall.
Lay low. You've got plenty of time in the fall to lay low.
That's it. You just keep on chugging. If you got 4 hours sleep, you got 4 hours sleep. You push through until there's not a drip of warm air left in the building.
All right, let's bring your best audio of the day to you. It is soundcheck time.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
We start with Dan Mason, who's the GM of the Rochester Red Wings, who's up in Rochester, New York, in between Syracuse and Buffalo. Wonderful area. I once worked for the Rochester Raging Rhinos of the A-League soccer team, now of the NASL. On the Red Wings YouTube page, he is discussing their upcoming promotion as they're renaming their Red Wings the Rochester Plates, their AAA squad. in honor of the Rochester signature dish, the garbage plate.
Now, the cap features two cheeseburgers on top of a bed of golden home fries, creamy mac salad, covered with meat hot sauce, sprinkled with onions, and topped with a mustard R. Now, with the jersey, we went with a throwback layered concept with the home fries on the bottom, the creamy mac salad, then you got your burger, your cheese, your Rochester meat hot sauce, the onions, and the right way to eat a plate is with a plastic fork. So we included that, as well as the word plates drizzled in mustard. It'll be a celebration of Rochester's most famous cuisine, the garbage plate. Alex will be here with his trailer out in left field selling garbage plates. All of our other concession stand will have a plate-themed entree. For instance, our pizza stand, Mama Mitzi's, will have a plate-themed calzone. Also, all of our promotions during the game that night will have a plate theme. One of them is going to be bobbing for burgers. That is one you are surely not going to want to miss. And, you know, obviously Saturdays are for the boys, but Thursdays are for the plates, specifically Thursday, August 10th.
Thursdays are for the boys. Thursdays is for the heartburn if you throw down a garbage plate. Now, I've had a garbage plate having worked in Rochester. Mraz, as our thictator, as our ruler of all things food, what do you think?
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
It is home fried potatoes. On top of that is a hot dog split open, like halved, or a hamburger. You also have mac salad, and then it's topped with a spicy chili.
Okay, since you sent me the story last night, I've done a lot of thinking.
Sure, you should.
And there's a lot of times where we throw a bunch of, as we would call, garbage on a plate food-wise, and there's always something I dislike, but I'll throw it in there and I like. I like every item that's in a garbage plate, but when I look at it, something seems off to me, and I can't quite put my finger on it, and I feel like I would not enjoy a garbage plate. Maybe it's the idea of the burger or dog with there. Maybe I'm looking for, like, some kind of chicken, maybe, or some pulled pork in that instead. But the mac salad I like, the home fries I like.
The hot dog you love.
I do like the hot dog, but all together like that, fork and a knifing, I'm not a fan. Something's off. I need to be swayed, and I need to have one to be proven a point here.
So you think it could be redundant in the meat?
Yeah, maybe it's redundant in the meat. And I also think this says a lot about Rochester that this is like their famous food. It almost seems like to me Rochester wanted to fit in with the rest of America and have something to lean on, something cool to eat. And I think what they have is really a hot pile of garbage. And I know that's what they were shooting for.
No. Let me tell you this right now. This is an old, old school plate. Nick Tahoe's has had the signature for a long time up there. This is not like a Johnny Come Lately, we're trying to be cool. This just became a signature, and I think it's just one of those things where, you know what? If you're hungry, let's throw all this stuff onto a plate and see if you like it. Let's just throw it all out there and just see if you enjoy it.
The idea is there. I just don't know that the execution is.
All right, we need to get you a hot plate. We need to get you, rather, a garbage plate and see what
I'll
you
eat think. A garbage plate. I got a camera on me now. I'll eat it right on this camera.
Yes, you can watch Mraz in the studios because we've now got a brand new toy here on the digital broadcast. The camera trained right inside the control room with Mraz's mug on there. Go to watchda.com. I think we'll be talking more about this Red Wings promotion becoming the Rochester Garbage Plates as we move our way into August when they actually do this a month from now. Dusty Baker, Nationals manager, on last night's three-hour rain delay when it didn't rain.
Yeah, the weather, man, as you know, has been wrong before, and it's hard to really predict weather, and that's what we were told. We didn't want to have the field in bad conditions and didn't want to start in the rain and then waste the pitcher.
Did Dusty Baker call them weathermans? I think he did. Yeah, you know, those weathermans, they got a tough job. Can never really predict the weather. It's so unpredictable. So that's what makes the weatherman's job.
Weatherman's.
Yeah, all those weathermans out there.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
Yeah. They wish it was more wet and more drippy. A three-hour rain delay without any rain. Theo Epstein, Cubs GM, with the malaise that the Cubs are in right now, talking about potential moves at the trade deadline.
If we can improve the club through trade, we will. But, you know, our biggest fixes are inside the clubhouse. You know, I mean, this is a team that largely the same club, won 200 games, you know, averaged 100 wins a year over the last 2 years. And there's not a player that we realistically can bring in from the outside that's going to spur us to play at that level. We're going to get to a point of playing at that level because of the guys who are here. And of course, we're going to work hard and do what we can to improve the club. It may happen, it may not happen. But, you know, the biggest fixes rest in the talented players that we have.
And like Theo just kind of casually putting in, well, we've averaged 100 wins over the last 2 years, so there's no help that we can actually get because we have all the good players. If you had all the good players, why aren't any of them in the All-Star game? All of these good players that made the All-Star game last year and this year, I don't know, don't care. Now, I thought that there would be a coming back down to earth for the Cubs. I had predicted, if you remember, in the offseason, I did not think the Cubs would repeat. I thought it was a little too much too soon for a young team. I said they have now become heroes forever. They live now as living legends, that breaking that curse, breaking that drought is going to alter their lives forever. But I did not think they were going to be sub 500 with no All-Stars. They got Wade Davis in there, but Wade Davis wasn't even on the team last season. I did not think this squad was going to have no All-Stars coming from last year and sub 500 as we enter the All-Star break. And finally, I was filling in yesterday on WFAN in the afternoon and for the Mike Francesa show, ironically enough. And I was in there with Evan Roberts, who handles middays on WFAN as well as a co-host. And he was discussing one of his road trips that he has gone on, that he brought a very interesting cargo.
Well, I should tell you what I did on my first Great American road trip. Okay. I buried my cat in Gettysburg. Well, her ashes. I spread her ashes in Gettysburg.
Purposefully?
Right. Yeah.
Like you brought the burned cat out there?
Yeah, I did.
Was she a big Civil War buff?
Well, her name was Freedom, so she was very patriotic. And right. I thought that what better place than the holy ground of Gettysburg?
Was she like totally locked into the Ken Burns documentary?
Every time I put it on, she'd stare at it. So yeah. I thought it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, it seems like the right thing.
Yeah.
It really does. So, I know she appreciated
she did.
That. I go, Evan, are you serious? You brought the ashes of your cat on a road trip to Gettysburg to spread the ashes of the cat around a Civil War battle site?
That is one of the creepiest things I've heard all day, and this includes something creepy we have coming up in 20 minutes on Dumbership, too. This is beyond lunacy. Who drives with, and are these ashes in an urn, in a shoebox? What are we doing here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, also—
By the way, that's New York to Virginia, right? Is that where Gettysburg is?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, what's in Virginia?
Williamsburg.
Williamsburg. Okay, there's a burg down there.
There's a colonial Williamsburg in Virginia. But there's a Gettysburg in Pennsylvania.
Okay, so regardless, he's going cross-state with cat's ashes.
Yeah, no, it's a couple of hours. It's a couple of hours. Yeah, and where do you have the cat cremated?
Oh, I think a veterinarian will cremate the cat.
Do you?
I think so.
Is there an incinerator at vets?
I think some vets have a crematorium.
Nice word.
I believe that's the real word there.
I think you're right, actually.
All right.
So... interesting. So we're just sticking cats in incinerators and just they're coming out the other end and they're putting them in a shoebox and you go take them and do what you want with them?
Yeah, I'm sure some get like sprinkled over a lake or your backyard or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, right. Like over the bird bath or over the kitty litter box. But
I don't think you're sprinkling over the litter box. That's disrespectful.
It would make more sense, though, because then you could clean out the litter box.
You don't want to clean out the ashes. Have a heart. First the dog pictures. Now you don't want ashes spread anywhere.
I don't know. I couldn't imagine. I'll tell you this. I can't imagine driving with Fluffy in the back seat in a shoebox.
And what if you get pulled over after not paying the toll or something like that? What's in the shoebox there? Going to Gettysburg. Spread the ashes.
Yeah. Or state police pulling you over because you're speeding on the interstate. And they're like, oh, yeah, what's in the box? Weed, man? You're like, nope. Just a dead cat.
Okay.
They're like, what kind? Is that like a kind of weed? Yeah, it's like real dank dead cat weed.
So gross.
Yeah, that freaked me out as well. All right, that is your sound check. I don't know. I'm just a bad guy to ask these questions to. I can really have a very sympathetic heart. I can really be very emotional at times. I can be very, very, thoughtful in this way about other people's feelings. But this stuff I don't get with the cats and the dogs and the pictures and the crematoriums and the spreading the ashes. I'm empty inside. When we come back, why is Joe Flacco everybody's whipping boy? DA, CBS Sports Radio.